President Trump is on Long Island today at a roundtable meeting about the MS-13 gang, something he's talked a lot about in the debate about immigration. Meanwhile, in the House, Republican leaders are promising to bring up legislation on immigration next month. House Speaker Paul Ryan had wanted to avoid a contentious debate about the issue heading into the midterms, but he's getting pressure from a group of moderate Republicans who want to find a permanent fix to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. Another more conservative bill would authorize $30 billion for a border wall and end family-based migration, among other things. Joining us now is Larimer County, Colorado Sheriff Justin Smith. He's met with the president on immigration issues. He's also running unopposed for re-election this November. Sheriff, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
And what are you hoping to see out of Washington right now?
Well, Jeremy, the concern that we have oftentimes in our local communities are without sufficient border security, we see crime that comes across the border and ends up in our communities. We recognize that we just need a more secure border. We've got enough problems at home without the issues of human trafficking and drugs coming across our border. So we're looking for some solutions because that really is going to take the federal government. That's not something local communities can address adequately.
Do you think it's worth a compromise, though? Like, if there were to be, let's say, a border wall or more security at the border, would it be worth it also to offer a path to citizenship for the so-called dreamers?
You know, for me, Jeremy, that's really not down my alley as far as where my concerns are. My big issue is that we need to assure that there is a better multi-layered approach on those borders. And so, you know, how they get there really isn't something that I put a specific path on. It's the fact that we have to get to a point that the borders are much more secure than we see today.
But you wouldn't be opposed to a solution for the DACA recipients?
Again, I'm just not taking a position on that part. I certainly understand those in Congress who are concerned that there's an amnesty today, border security tomorrow approach that they're not willing to go to, and I certainly understand those concerns.
And how do you address the people who are already in the country illegally?
You know, when we look at that, Jeremy, obviously those issues are almost exclusively a federal responsibility under federal authority. It's a discussion that we have as sheriffs, and we get pushed by folks that want us to do the job of immigration officials. Now, I think there's a big difference that we cooperate with our federal partners in a variety of areas. Certainly immigration is one of those, but we have no authority to enforce immigration laws. So there's a lot of areas that need to be addressed. Certainly one of the big pushes we hear as we talk about the DACA recipients is we can't break up families. But in fairness, those families broke up oftentimes to come over here. And so that argument actually goes both ways.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced earlier this month plans to criminally prosecute everyone entering the U.S. illegally. Here he is.
If you cross the border unlawfully, even a first offense, then we're going to prosecute you. If you're smuggling a child, then we're going to prosecute you. And that child will be separated from you, probably, as required by law.
Now, in some cases, these children would be housed in military facilities. They could end up in the already overburdened foster system. What do you think about that? That not only would families be separated, but that maybe these kids would end up on military bases?
Well, here's what I know, Jeremy. I know now, talking to the border sheriffs that I work with on a regular basis and doing my own research, that the number of children who are abused as they're brought across that border, the number of women that are raped, the number of individuals who essentially are exploited coming across the border is outrageous when you really research that. And so I think the attorney general is looking at that issue. You know, it's somewhat of a tough love to say, you know what, we've been pretty lax on our borders for quite some time, and it has not solved the problem. It can sound a little difficult to say we're going to enforce the laws that are there, but nothing in what I heard from General Sessions says that he's going to go beyond the laws that are authorized. But I think when we have these discussions, we certainly have to understand the consequences of allowing this to go on, and you have the coyotes bringing people across. who are doing terrible things to these individuals. And if it takes a little tough love to put a stop to that, it certainly may be something this country needs to look at.
Well, you call it tough love. Some people are calling it inhumane.
Well, I think inhumane is the number of rapes that go on, the pictures of the rape trees down on the border where they've hung women's undergarments as they've been sexually assaulted.
But that's
assaulted.
Being done by criminals, not the U.S. government.
And the way to stop those criminals is to secure the border. It's happening because individuals are either seeking their way across the border or being ferried. And again, keep in mind how many times these individuals coming across are breaking up families coming across, because that's happening just as often, if not more often, than what's being talked about is the breakup once they get here, Jeremy.
Sheriff, where you are in Larimer County, Colorado, there is the city of Fort Collins. And last year, the city council approved a resolution to clarify that police cannot ask residents about their immigration status unless that information is required by law. Fort Collins has stopped short of becoming a sanctuary city. But what do you think about that vote?
You know, it's very bizarre, Jeremy, because in there, the city still allows employees who are in charge of giving out some sort of a benefit to ask those questions. But a police officer is forbidden. And if you read what they put into their rules, it said in there, if they believe a police officer without authorization asked that question, they could be disciplined up to and including termination. I think that's absolutely outrageous. The reality is when you're investigating things like human trafficking, there's times you're going to pose that question when a witness or a victim is not cooperating or maybe is giving you some bad information. It may be very legitimate to pose the question about their status, because that could explain at times why the individual is not being forthcoming. And it also provides the opportunity for that individual to learn about U visas and T visas that can protect victims of certain classes of crime. So again, the city of Fort Collins chose to politicize something that I think is actually runs the risk of backfiring and creating more victims of local crime because of that decision.
Well, one of the councilwomen who was involved in that decision, that measure, voted for it, said that she didn't want people to feel afraid to report crimes to the police, and that they would if they thought that they were going to be asked about their immigration status.
Well, again, I know that to be a false narrative. The people who are actually planting that fear, interestingly enough, are those who pose as immigration advocates. They are the individuals, I've talked to them, they run out to the community and tell the citizens, be afraid of the police, be afraid to call because they're going to have you deported. The reality is, I've challenged them, you know about U visas, you know about T visas. If you want to be an advocate, explain that to individuals, and also face the reality of when was the last time a victim or witness to a local crime was deported based on their cooperation with the local police. So I think they do a great disservice. They're politicizing this issue with a vulnerable group.
We're talking here primarily about people who are crossing the southern U.S. border illegally. It turns out, though, according to the Center for Migration Studies, that two-thirds of the people who are in this country illegally have overstayed their visas. Why not have more of a focus on that?
Well, you know, the reality is I'm not necessarily talking about those who simply came across illegal. I'm talking about anyone who's in violation of any federal laws. There's a lot of things that can be done better. Number one, on the enforcement of those who come here under some sort of a visa or come legally into our country but overstay, we need to do a better job. The immigration system needs to do a better job with that, and we need to provide more security on our borders.
I want to ask you one more thing, Sheriff. Let's listen here to President Trump. When he was announcing his candidacy back in 2015, he said when Mexico sends people to the U.S., they're not sending their best.
They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
So that was what he said when he was starting his candidacy. He said just recently he called some people animals, then later said that he was just talking about gang members. But what do you think about the language? Is that okay with you when he uses terms like that, or do you think he should tone it down?
In fairness, Jeremy, I think, you know, to roll back on any president on any politician, on any member of the public, and take a small piece from a couple of years ago. That's trying to drill down and sidetrack the issue. The reality is we do not have secure borders in this country. We have a lot of citizens of other countries who are being brought across and victimized. And until we secure those borders, that's going to continue to happen. Until we set up a system that puts appropriate punishment on those who illegally employ individuals that shouldn't be here. Until we set up a system that does allow for those businesses who have a need and want to follow the rules to bring people in and return them for temporary labor. Until those things are fixed, we're going to continue to have problems. So I think to narrowly focus on any part of this does it a great injustice. You would acknowledge this is a pretty broad issue.
Absolutely. And yet for many years, the solutions have not come very quickly to it. It's just we'll see what happens this year. That's Larimer County, Colorado Sheriff Justin Smith. Sheriff, thank you for joining us and sharing your views.
Thank you, Jeremy.